Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Our website is www.jbsba.com. If you want to ask a question, ask Jim at jbsba.com. Ask Jim at jbsba.com. Annabelle Dodd is here. I'm excited about getting her back on the show. Annabelle's an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is our telecommunications expert, and she's here to talk to us about that. Annabelle, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you back, and she's also the author of a book. It's an outstanding book, which I don't have in front of me, Annabelle, because I'm traveling, and so I don't leave a word out. Tell us the title of your book.
The title of the book is The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, and it's the third edition.
The third edition. You know what that means, folks. It means the first two were really good, really successful. That means it's a really good book. Anytime you hear about somebody in multiple editions, that tells you that they're onto something, and Annabelle is. Annabelle, let's talk for a minute about some marketplace stuff, not telephony, which we're all going to talk about in a minute, folks. We're going to talk about voice over the Internet in just a minute. But first I want to talk about the marketplace with regard to telecommunications, and primarily this big push to merge, the urge to merge, as they say, the singular AT&T merger, the singular acquiring the wireless division of AT&T. Tell us about that.
Yeah. There's a combination of the second and third largest cell phone companies in this country, and it's going to create the largest cell phone company, and the AT&T wireless name is going to go away. There really isn't much left of AT&T after this merger, and I think it's going to be problematic. A big challenge that people don't think about is the fact that they're going to have to combine their billing platforms. And billing has just been an enormous problem in all phases of telecommunications. It's very hard for people to get it right. And then the companies spend a huge amount of money having customer service people who don't understand the bills either, talk to customers that are angry about mistakes. So it ends up being costing providers a lot of money to fix billing errors,
What you're talking about right now is the case before the mergers happen.
Yeah, so it's going to get twice as bad after the merger because they're going to have to move at some point all of the customers onto one common billing platform.
If they haven't got the smaller platform right, how are they going to get the larger platform right?
Well, nobody has promised you that they're going to get it right, Jim.
Yeah.
Good point.
I guess I was asking too much there. But, well, all right, so there's one example of why the merger may not be good for us, and we're speculating. I mean, we have to be fair, Annabelle. We don't know that, you know, they may have some new silver bullet up their sleeve over there, but I think it's safe to presume that I think we're in pretty safe ground here when we predict that the billing part's not going to get better, may even get worse. So that's one reason.
Well, we do know it's going to be a huge challenge.
Yeah.
And, you know, combining customer service operations and just all the technology behind merging the two cellular air systems, and they want to move ahead and provide higher speed data services on cellular network. There's a lot of issues in capacity and, you know, just having enough capacity in case there's a national emergency, a hurricane or a tornado, and everyone picks up their phone and calls at the same time. The reliability and capacity and the technical availability of networks is a critical issue, so I hope they get it right.
Well, and so that's you've named off a few things, and I want to come back to those a little bit because we've identified that the billing's probably not going to be great. And then, you know, anytime, Annabelle, anytime you take out a competitor out of the marketplace, typically that's not a good thing. Anytime you roll one competitor into another one, that's not a good thing for consumers from a standpoint of pricing, because the resulting company has less competitive pressure to hold prices down. So,
right.
So prices,
well, you know,
are,
the pricing
are gonna,
issue, the cellular carriers are very upset that prices are so low and it's eaten into their margins.
Yeah.
And they're having a hard time finding the money to upgrade their networks for adequate capacity and high-speed data services.
Hold on to that thought, Annabelle. I predict they're not going to have as much trouble finding that money in the future. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. And don't forget, we're going to talk about voice over IP, voice over the Internet, when we come back. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blastingame, the small business advocate, and visiting with our good friend Annabelle Dodd. And Annabelle, tell us, remind us the name of your book and tell us where it's available, please.
It's, the name of my book is The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, and it's available at Amazon.com, or it's at a lot of different major bookstores. If they don't have it, they'll order it for you.
Well,
it's a non-technical overview.
It's written in a way that regular folks can understand the telecommunications world. And you know, Annabelle, I think if people stopped and realized how much of their budget, their business budget, goes to the telecommunications companies, all the different ways that we connect with each other, they'd realize that we probably all ought to be a little more knowledgeable about this industry that we write such big checks to.
Right.
And once they realize that, that's when they say, you know what, maybe I need to find Annabelle Dodd's book. And by the way, folks, you know, if nothing else, it's a great book, but also, you know, how many books have you got in your bookshelf, on your library, that's authored by a lady named Annabelle? I mean, that's worth
right.
having a book.
That's right.
That's
special, huh?
Annabelle, let's get back into what we were talking about. We're talking about the merger, folks, of Singular and AT&T Wireless, and we're talking about some of the pros and cons. You said that they needed more money, but they weren't able to charge it up because they had so much competition, and so now they're going to be able to fund that because I think we can. I think it's all pretty safe to say, Annabelle, that the cost of wireless communication is going to go up. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah. You know what I'm concerned about is I think with just the merger of Singular and AT&T, there's still, you know, T-Mobile, Verizon,
right,
and Sprint.
Right.
But now that AT&T and Singular are merging, there's nothing, you know, there's some people think that perhaps Verizon and Sprint will also merge.
The urge to merge can be a little bit contagious, can it?
Yeah, that's when we'll get into the issue of, you know, prices going really up and competition really taking a hit.
Another thing that consumers lose whenever there's a big merger like this, unfortunately, is innovations, new developments, new products and capabilities.
You hit the nail on the head as usual, Jim. If companies feel that there's not a lot of competition, keep them sharp. They don't have a reason to innovate and to try new things and to be more efficient, lower their own costs so they can pass on savings to consumers. You know, there's a lot of innovation happening internationally in cellular and wireless that can be very good for American manufacturing and software development companies. So I hope that our own cellular companies keep their edge.
Yeah, I do too. And of course, you know, and the things that are going on in Europe, I don't know if you've been tracking that, Annabelle, you probably have, but with Orange and what's the other, Vodafone and some of those guys over in Europe.
Yeah.
Didn't some of the European companies try to get AT&T?
Vodafone tried to.
Yeah.
Vodafone owns 45% of Verizon Wireless, and they they bid for Singular, but for AT&T. Singular paid $41 billion for AT&T Wireless. That's an enormous amount of money. This might be the biggest merger ever in this country. It's huge.
Well, Annabelle, when you try amortizing those numbers, that's also going to cause them some upward pressure on prices, probably.
Ooh, ouch!
Annabelle, you're going to keep us posted on this. We're going to come back and revisit this in the future.
Okay.
But folks, it's just something for you to pay attention to and look around. I mean, the landscape is contracting in the wireless communication industry, and so just kind of pay attention to it, because if you stop for a minute and add up all the checks that you write for wireless, for connection to the internet, for your Palm Pilot and your regular phone lines and all that sort of thing.
And
I did that a long time ago. I added all those numbers up, and it shocked me how much money I was spending. So this is an industry
that's worth watching. Are spending. A lot of people are looking at people that have cable modems and DSL are looking at using their DSL and cable modems to connect regular telephones to and talk over their high-speed internet connection.
Right. Voice over IP.
Yep.
And that's where we want to go now with our conversation. Annabelle, I want you to talk to us a little bit about that. We've had some other experts on the show before talking about this. It's been a while, but give us some of the news about voice over IP.
Well, first I'd like to just give a two-second overview of how it works.
Please.
Okay, you get from a company like Vonage or Pulver or Skype and soon AT&T, they mail you a device that plugs into your cable router. And that device converts your voice signals into computer bits. With some of the services like Skype and Pulver.com, you can only talk to somebody that has the service. It's a computer-to-computer voice call. And other services like Vonage, you can originate the call from your cable modem connection, but you can talk to anyone on the public switch telephone network, anyone that has a landline phone. And the big issue with these connections...
Annabelle, hold that thought, and I want you to tell us that big issue on the other side of these messages. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We've got some things we need to sell. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend, Annabelle Dodd, the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications.
Every night I have strangers dream. Every breath about the way I kind of...
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Annabelle Dodd. Annabelle, we need your website, please. Annabelle, give us your website, please.
Oh, www.doddontheline.com.
Doddontheline.com. What a great website. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
You're going to find my newsletters, where I have an old newsletter about voice over IP. I have newsletters about telephone rates and information about my book, what I do, and my clients. But the most interesting thing are my newsletters. I make them one page, short, easy to read, full of good information. Voice over IP, Jim, is that you have to understand that you are saving money, but you're not going to get the same quality as you get on the regular landline telephone.
Because what happens is it breaks up the words into little packets and puts it back together, and they sends it over the line in those what they call those little packets, and then it puts them back together again on the other end, doesn't it?
Yes, but the problem is that I have a cable modem, and it doesn't always act well if all my neighbors are on the phone at the same time as I am.
Cable modem is a party line.
It's a party line, so if there's congestion on the cable modem network, then you're going to have a poor quality call conversation. There's a lot of benefits.
Annabelle, is DSL better? Annabelle, would ASL be better for IP, voice over IP?
No, it's got the same problems. There's parts of the DSL network that also have congestion. They don't guarantee quality of service on the DSL or cable modems for voice yet. I mean, you can do a lot of interesting things with voice over IP. You can take your voice over IP telephone set or equipment when you travel and get all your calls, say, in your hotel room if you're going someplace else for business. Or if you move from one neighborhood to another, you can move across the country and keep that same phone number.
But you know, Annabelle, we pay four or five cents a minute for long distance.
Uh-huh.
Or at that cost, you know, it's not worth to me having the poor quality.
It isn't to me either. But, you know, a lot of people want the leading edge, or they want to save $2 a month.
Well, those are the guys who drive around in the 100 degree heat without the air conditioning either. You know, so there's no accounting for those guys. But the thing is that I think the important thing to notice for us to pay attention to voice over IP, and folks, that's Internet Protocol, which is basically just the Internet, voice over the Internet. The thing to remember is that it's just one of the emerging technologies, and one of these days, Annabelle, they'll get it right.
Oh, yeah, they're close. I mean, they will get it right. But and the other there's two other problems that I wanted to bring up. One is that if you're not using that phone from your home, it doesn't work. E911 doesn't know where you're calling from. If you call 911 from that phone, they don't know where you are. Actually, even if you call from home, that's a big problem. The other problem is you can't have extension phones around the house. You know, I have like four or five of my phones over around my house. If you have this voice over IP phone connected to your cable modem or your DSL line, you can only have that one phone.
Well, and it's back to being hardwired like we used to be before we had portable phones.
Right. So there are challenges.
But it is an interesting technology, and it is emerging.
And you can, like, if you're using that voice over IP, you can get software on your telephone to program conference calls or to forward and unforward your phones to your cell phone. I mean, it's inherently got a lot of flexibility.
Well, what about video conferencing? See, that's another thing that's going to be part of this whole package, isn't it?
Yeah, video conferencing is nice if you want to see your grandchildren or have your grandchildren see you. I don't really know how much it's going to catch on. I'm not a big believer.
I think it's going to catch on a lot. That's my prediction.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I think in the future that's going to be a big deal. I really do. And when you can do the video and the voice over the Internet without having to have a side phone call, I think that's when it's going to really pick up. Annabelle, that's going to have to be the last word. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Annabelle's website is dotontheline.com. Annabelle, good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Annabelle. See you later. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.